there, Nora said. Hello, dear. Give me the phone, Luther kept muttering. I'll send him back to Peru. You're in Atlanta. Great, Nora said. Pause. We're just cooking away, dear, getting ready for the party. Pause. We're excited, too, dear. Can't wait. Pause. Of course I'm making a caramel cream pie. Your favorite. She shot Luther a look of horror. Yes, honey, we'll be at the airport at 6. Love you. Luther glanced at his watch. 3 o'clock. She hung up and said, I need 2 pounds of caramel and a jar of marshmallow cream. I'll finish the tree. It still needs more ornaments, Luther said. I'm not fighting the mobs. Nora chewed a fingernail for a second and assessed things. This meant a plan was coming, probably one with a lot of detail. Let's do this, she began. Let's finish decorating by 4. How long will Frosty take?
3 days.
At 4, I'll make the final run to town, and you get Frosty up on the roof. Meanwhile, we'll go through the phone book and call everybody we've ever met. Don't tell anyone Underwood's coming. Hush, Luther.
Smoked trout with Mitch Underwood. That'll be the hottest ticket in town.
Nora put on a Sinatra Christmas CD, and for 20 minutes, Luther flung more ornaments on Trogdon's tree, while Nora set out candles and ceramic Santas and decorated the fireplace mantel with plastic holly and mistletoe. They said nothing to each other for a long time. Then Nora broke the ice with more instructions. These boxes can go back to the attic. Of all the things Luther hated about Christmas, perhaps the most dreaded chore was hauling boxes up and down the retractable stairs of the attic. Up the staircase to the second floor, then wedge into the narrow hallway between 2 bedrooms, then readjust position so that the box, which was inevitably too big, could be shoved up the flimsy ladder through the opening to the attic. Coming down or going up, it didn't matter. It was a miracle he'd avoided serious injury over the years. And after that, start bringing Frosty up, she barked like an admiral. She leaned hard on Reverend Zabriskie, and he finally said he could stop by for 30 minutes. Luther at gunpoint called his secretary, Docs, and twisted her arm until she agreed to stop by for a few minutes. Docs had been married 3 times, was currently unmarried, but always had a boyfriend of some variety. The two of them, plus Reverend and Mrs. Zabriskie, plus the Underwood group, totaled an optimistic 8, if they all converged at the same time, 12 altogether with the Cranks and Blair and Enrique. 12 almost made Nora cry again. 12 would seem like 3 in their living room on Christmas Eve. She called her 2 favorite wine stores. One was closed, the other would be open for 30 minutes. At 4, Nora left in a flurry of instructions for Luther, who by then was thinking of hitting the cognac hidden in the basement. 16. Just minutes after Nora left, the phone rang. Luther grabbed it. Maybe it was Blair again. He'd tell her the truth. He'd give her a piece of his mind about how thoughtless this last-minute surprise was, how selfish. She'd get her feelings hurt, but she'd get over it. With a wedding on the way, she'd need them more than ever. Hello, he snapped. Luther, it's Mitch Underwood, came a booming voice, the sound of which made Luther want to stick his head in the oven. Hi, Mitch. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, look, thanks for the invite and all, but we just can't squeeze you guys in. Lots of invitations, you know. Oh, yes, the Underwoods were on everyone's A-list. Folks clamored for Mitch's insufferable tirades on property taxes and city zoning. Gee, I'm real sorry, Mitch, Luther said. Maybe next year. Sure, give us a call. Merry Christmas, Mitch. The gathering of 12 was now down to 8, with more defections on the way. Before Luther could take a step, the phone was ringing again.
Mr. Crank, it's me, Docs, came a struggling voice.
Hello, Docs.
Sorry about your cruise and all.
You've already said that.
Yes, look, something's come up. This guy I'm seeing was going to surprise me with dinner at Tanner Hall. Champagne, caviar, the works. He made a reservation a month ago. I really can't say no to him.
Of course you can't, Docs.
He's hiring a limo, everything. He's a real sweetheart.
Sure he is, Docs.
We just can't make it to your place, but I'd love to see Blair.
Blair had been gone a month. Docs hadn't seen her in 2 years.
I'll tell her. Sorry, Mr. Crank.
No problem. Down to 6. 3 Cranks plus Enrique and the Reverend and Mrs. Zabriskie. He almost called Nora to break the bad news, but why bother? Poor thing was out there beating her brains out. Why make her cry? Why give her another reason to bark at him for his grand idea gone bad? Luther was closer to the cognac than he wanted to admit.